Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moved by the Holy Spirit, and He has many great and wonderful things to say to His people. He loves His people. He loves us, and He cares for us, and He's watching out for us in every way there is. But we have our response. We have a response to God's love. Salvation is free to us. Jesus paid for it. And we don't do any work for salvation. God gave it to us as a free gift, and we receive it. When we receive the love of God, we obey Him. That's our obedience. That's our fulfillment. From that point on, the activity of our life is in accordance with the love of God. And we can express His love through all of our activity, our actions, our thoughts, our ways. Our ways of life become true and pure. If we endeavor to live a pure life, we grow from glory to glory. When our heart is receptive, embracing the love of God is easy and it's possible. But there's something else we have to do to live a full life. We don't just receive the life of God, we reject the darkness of the world system. The world system is evil, it's a problem, it takes away life. We can't blend it with life, we reject it. And when we reject it, it has to be rejected, it has to leave. When we resist Satan, He has to leave. He has no choice at all. We can shut Him down at our will. That's why the Antichrist can't take root like he wants to. There's too many Christians. He wants to kill the Christians. And he can't, because we won't let him. And we have to be wise in our activity and our choices. Harmless as a serpent. Wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. We don't go after people. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty, and they're better than carnal. They're natural guns and ships and planes and bombs of all sorts. The weapons of our warfare stops Satan in his tracks. We can prevent war in the first place. And those natural weapons are dangerous to people. But God can supersede the activity of the weapons. Our faith involves God. And we are weaponized. And I know for a fact we are weaponized. I'm not afraid of no man in no situation. Because fear will have you living in a subtraction. I don't have to fear. God is with me. David was in the kill zone, in the valley of the shadow of death. He said he feared no evil because God is with him. In the valley of the shadow of death. If there's a shadow, there's a light cast. If there's a light cast and you're in the valley, your enemy can see you when you can't see him. But God is with you. And you have the high ground. Even though you're in a valley. Even though you're outnumbered. A Christian can't really be outnumbered. Not when God is on his side. And he has faith in what God says. That's where our power is. Jesus is life. The Word of God is life. And He's the light of all men. And when we receive what He says in our hearts, we become as He is. We become an extension of who God is by Jesus Christ. We become an extension of the will of God operating in the earth. Shutting down satanic strongholds. And you can't fight Satan with his tactics. You can't use his ways and defeat him. You have to, as men and women of God, we have to do it God's way. And many Christians lose the battle because they won't let their emotions get saved. You have to put your emotions in line with the Word of God. And your emotions can be an asset and a strength instead of an extension of Satan. Some people cease to follow God when their emotions are not balanced. Well, how in the world can you get your emotions balanced? You have to go by the living Word of God. And you put the Word of God first, and your emotions will fall in place. You fill your heart with the Word of God, and you focus on what the Lord says instead of how you feel. But never put how you feel on the top shelf. Never put how things seem on the top shelf. Keep what God says on the top shelf. That's the only way to become an extension of who God is and live in full cooperation with Him. Too many times people hear from God. That's not the problem. The problem is carrying out what He say without, you know, if you're too concerned about how things look, you're already lost. If you're judging what God said, you're going to lose. When you act on what God says, you have won. It doesn't get any simpler than that. If you're sticking with what God says, and if you don't want to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, eat off the tree of life so you can get some strength. And then you won't have a problem rejecting the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you're about to take a bite from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, just like Adam did, go and eat off the tree of life until you hate the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Go and fill your heart with the Word of God till you hate the schemes and plans and plots and lust of the enemy. You can't share his ways and defeat him. I said, Lord, I want to hate everything of the world system, because the world system will systematically turn you over time against God and cause you to be an enemy against God. You can't love the world and love God too. And people, the world is full of interference. You can't love the world and then continue to love God. It's going to turn your love for God off. And you'll become lukewarm and untrustworthy and even treacherous against God and against His people. And it happens so slow you won't know it. But as we follow God, we grow from strength to strength, from glory to glory. And we have great joy as we do God's Word. And then there's the duration. Farmers don't worry about whether the seeds are going to grow. They cultivate the ground, they plant the seeds, they keep it watered, and they watch it, and it grows. It does what it does. As you do God's Word, you gotta have the mindset of a farmer. Sometimes you gotta behave like a submarine captain. They don't get to see where they're going. They hear where they're going. We hear what God say. We do what God says do. Every now and then you come up and get a vision, and you go back down and keep at what you're doing. You're in obedience, it's working. You don't have to wonder and worry about it. You don't have to go worry about whether corn and watermelons are going to grow. They're going to grow. And you can speak the Word over your life, over your activity, over what you're doing. You can speak life and blessings over the activity that you're doing for God. You can speak life over the things of God. And you can love God. You can do it God's way. You can speak His word. You can say, I will do God's will. You can say, I do hate the evil works of darkness. You can't say, I hate every work and activity of darkness. And it's real. That, my friend, is warfare. Taking steps to be secure in the things of God. Speaking the word of God. Putting the demands of God on your life. Speaking His will in your life. Blessing what you're doing. And guess what? Your prayers avail much, so it works. It's just like Jesus praying. When you pray, it's just like Jesus praying. And you come to that point as you follow Him. When God give me something to do, I curse every form of failure. I would not fail. I would do all that's in His heart. That's my confession. And what am I doing? I'm turning off all those dead emotions, all those dead thoughts. I'm taking out of the equation the thoughts of others that would tell me not to do it another way, because they never made up their mind what they were going to do. And some good, wonderful Christian people have never just fully dedicated in their heart to do it God's way. They're so fast to do it, to do what others are doing. People love to be accepted. But if you follow God long enough, you won't care whether people accept you or not. It won't even make any, it won't matter. Because what you're doing for God will supersede all of the, if it supersedes Satan and his activity, carnal men, it supersedes their activities as well. God got a way around all of it. And you'll still get the work done. It'll be wonderful if people help you, but don't count on it. You can't, they don't have to do what God gave you to do. But you have to situate what you're doing so that they can't interfere with it. This revival, the prophet called it the uncomfortable revival. Sometimes, if you're married, you can't trust your wife or your husband to help you do it. Sometimes you can't trust your children to keep the work going. You got to set it up not to fail. And you'll have to leave, the people in charge of the ministry you got to those that God selected. Those that will finish it. Those that will take it to the next level. And sometimes it's wonderful when it's your children. They should be the best candidate, but that's not always the case in every family. He called this the uncomfortable revival. There are churches that won't do it, that won't follow God and do His word. There are people in the family of those that love God that won't follow Him. Sometimes people would end up divorced because they follow God. Or divorce would be in their life. It won't be the end of their life, but they'll continue to go forward. And God will bless them in spite of what their spouse did. Everybody don't love God. And when people love the world, they got a problem with people that love God. Now, I tell people to go do it God's way. Some people say, well, if you're married, if your spouse don't agree, just don't worry about it. Your marriage come first. No, it don't. The word of God come first. The word of God always comes first. Doing what God said do comes first. Some people, the enemy will kill good works of God with old dead marriage. That'll never be nothing. Marriages come and go. Marriages is not forever. But getting people saved is very important. And doing what God called you to do is very important. I heard a testimony of Billy Graham. That was a woman that he was engaged to. He was going to marry this woman. And the Lord showed him that she wouldn't be able to walk with him in the fullness of His will. So he cut the man. He didn't marry her. He married Ruth, a woman that would follow God. And she was a blessing, an asset. She helped him do what he had to do. And we got millions of people saved because of his work. Some people are dead. Leave them dead. They're not going to ever be alive. And they don't want to be alive. You don't stop to show over a dead man. Keep going. They want to party. They want to let them go party. If they want to be righteous, let them be righteous still. If they want to be filthy, let them be filthy still. I mean this. This is right. People think that just because you love God, you don't have any say-so. And God is long-suffering. I'm not saying don't be long-suffering. Don't be so fast to go jump out there and divorce somebody because they won't act right. It's very important. You know, if you want to win others, you want your family on God's side. Do everything you can to make things work. But don't sacrifice the will of God for nobody. That's unreasonable. I don't care who don't like it, it's unreasonable. There's nothing wrong with doing God's work and God's perfect will. Perfect will, not permissive, perfect. You don't have to compromise with nobody when it's time to do God's perfect will. If somebody wants you to compromise, that's unreasonable, because God is not wrong. There's no wisdom and there's no knowledge and there's no understanding against God. There's no reason not to do what God says do. And when people are contrary and when they're weak, God does, he'll show you how you can work with a person and still do his perfect work. And if they don't get on board, God will remove them out of your life or keep them in a position where they can't affect you. I know what I'm talking about. God, I've been through all kinds of things. And the Lord gave me perfect wisdom for every situation. Now, it's up to you to follow him and get an understanding. The things that some things the Lord gave me to do, they were not comfortable. But I had to go ask him, how do I handle this? And he would always show me what to do and how to do it. And he never left me in the dark. What he said always worked. I was able to finish and do the works of God to his satisfaction. I'm still doing it. I ain't quitting. I don't have to quit. I'm going to follow God forever. And guess what? I have a good marriage. And people, you know, my wife has always been a blessing. But when, you know, sometimes that's not the case. Sometimes people are married to somebody that don't like God. So if you're unequally yoked, it's not going to work anyway. And if people don't naturally love God and want to follow him, don't make them. You don't want a contrary person handling God's business. And you know, God chooses people that want to know him. People that will win the battle, not half-hearted people. A half-hearted person can't make a wholehearted choice. And why expect them to? They're not going to do it. They do what they do. But I love God. I'm going to do everything God's way. Ain't compromising with anybody. And the Lord will give me what to do and how to do it and to keep down confusion. God loves us, folks. And we love him. And as we go forward in him, we get to do a greater work. There's no reason for the great works of God to die because of foolishness. Now, I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. In Jesus Christ's is our Lord.